Today's trio will have you head bopping and foot tapping along to hypnotic synth beats, dreamy reverb, intricate drum patterns, all paired with mystical trance-like vocals. It's an all-girl alternative dream pop band, and they make a bold statement with their standout music, their explosive, high-energy live sets. You're watching The Vocalist Magazine presents Cave Boy.
Our goal is to just reach as many people all over the world as much as possible. We just want to make people happy with our music. We just want to make people feel good and inspire people and just kind of spread the love, you know, just sharing like crazy.
So I want to know, you guys have known each other at least 10 years. How did you meet?
Oh, thanks, guys.
Well, Lana and I knew each other when we were wee little ones. I think we grew up around the corner from each other. Yeah, then Lana and I met in CJEP, and we kind of clicked and bonded right away through music. Found out she played drums, and I was kind of playing guitar a little bit, and we jammed a few times, and somewhere in the mix there, Michelle joined.
I came along.
Yeah, she came along.
Yeah, I had a few songs that I had just started writing music, and I asked Lana if she could put some, you know, drumming. I knew she was a drummer, and I asked her if she could put some drumming stuff to it, and she suggested that Isabel do some stuff with it, do some electronic stuff, and we all kind of started connecting, and that was what, 4 years ago? And we didn't come to Cave Boy until about just over a year ago.
And what elements do you incorporate in your music that make it Cave Boy?
I think we all probably bring something similar and something kind of different. Like, we can probably all speak to that, you know. Like, for myself, I really like poetry, and I really like lyrics, and I really love melodies, and so I really focus on that, you know. Sometimes I'll just kind of write something instrumental just to get a melody that I really like, and then kind of transfer it over.
In terms of like rhythm and percussion, I think, like, with Cave Boy, we really are rooted in this idea of primal, almost tribal feelings. So, I don't know, we like to bring beats that really drive, like, the drums are a pretty present element of our music.
Yeah, I really like to focus on bringing kind of the electronic and, like, catchy elements to the pop side of our music, just focusing on both, like, the digital and analog instrumentation that we can kind of bring in, and it really ultimately it comes together with the three of us.
So you released your first self-titled EP in fall of 2015, right?
Yeah, October.
So what was your vision for that EP?
The EP actually started out as an album and for another project that we were working on. And when we decided to move forward with Cave Boy, we decided to really weed out the songs that we felt represented us the most. And we actually redid some of them and wrote a couple of new ones as well and had those recorded. So it was a combination of the old and the new, you know, which is kind of interesting because that is so a part of us. So we were carrying some songs through and letting them transform.
And I think we just wanted it to act as a sort of
stepping stone to really getting our name out there, starting to tour, starting to have an online presence, just really putting our best foot forward as the first step in what we hope will be a very long career.
Yeah. And we were also, like, when we had first set out making music together, we thought of this whole concept for the album that we started with. It was all about, you know, growing and growth in general as a theme. And we saw ourselves continuing to grow even as we grew into Cave Boy. And so it made sense for us to take things from that initial piece of work and translate it into the new concept, I guess.
about your songwriting. Michelle, are you the one that primarily writes the lyrics?
I guess so.
Yes.
Okay, yes. Yeah. I can't say that it's never the same. You know, it'll start with a riff, or it'll start with a melody, or it'll start with just jamming the three of us in the space. And it always, the song becomes the song, like, because of the three of us. And however it gets sparked, it always becomes a Cave Boy sound, and again, because of all the different influences. I close my eyes, I see my friends.
And you write the parts for each of your instruments?
Not necessarily. Sometimes
you'll
not.
Be like, how about this melody on vocal, you know?
Yeah, a lot of the times we'll work on things outside of the jam space. So like we'll work off of a computer track or something that we kind of just pass around, and somebody will maybe come up with a beat, or another person will come up with someone else's part and just be like, hey, this is kind of what I heard for this. I don't know if you want to add to it or if you want to change it completely. Sometimes it stays and sometimes it gets changed. So I think we really feel like we can just add whatever we feel in the moment, and it's not going to be judged or, you know, disregarded right away.
I want to talk about the group dynamic. You seem like you get along very well, but do you?
No.
Yeah, it's just for the camera.
No, we kind of have this dorky sister bond, I think.
Yeah.
It's hard sometimes to be friends and work together, like where the lines blur, but I think we do a pretty good job of keeping it professional, but also keeping it just so much fun. Like, I feel so lucky to be able to do this every day with my best friends.
Yeah, you know, I've had people say, you know, you really lucked out with bandmates, and I do not know what I would do without them, like musically and, you know, personally as well. You know, we've formed this crazy bond where we don't even have to speak, and we know what we're talking, like what the other is thinking and talking about, and it's so rare, I think, especially for, you know, you hear a lot of stories about bandmates arguing a lot, disagreeing a lot, you know, and we're so lucky that any disagreements are handled so respectfully, and we really like to tease each other, but we know when it's not appropriate, and we know when to stop, and when it's actually a serious, you know, like, subject or issue or whatever.
Are you fans of Orange is the New Black TV show?
Absolutely.
We are.
Because you guys just had a track featured on there.
Yeah.
So tell me about what that was like.
Crazy. When you're actually a fan of a show and they feature your music, it's a surreal feeling. I don't know, you know, you're so invested in characters and in the story, and then all of a sudden you hear yourself, and it's weird. It's super weird.
There's also the other side of it that, like, we all have discovered new music from some of the shows and movies that we've seen. So to kind of flip that around and think that maybe some people are watching and might potentially hear this song and get excited, it's like, wait, that's usually us.
Yeah.
It's pretty fun. Yeah.
It's pretty incredible to now be kind of considered in the same pool. Like, the degrees of separation have narrowed now to one, that we're being considered with these, like, such a high class of entertainment and talent and all this, and so it's just, it's pretty, I don't know, I find it just intense, but I think it's humbling too, because now we've worked so hard up until this moment, and like, here we are, things are starting to happen and pay off for us, and it's just, it feels really, really good.
It's cool.
We'll be right back. What direction do you want to take with your sound specifically?
Well, we actually have some new songs that we're working on, and we're looking, shopping around with producers right now to try and figure out who's going to be, you know, the right fit for what we want to do. And I think with the EP, the songs that we're writing now are similar in terms of genre, but I think they're becoming even more specific. In style and in influence, and you know, I think we're bringing a little bit of an old school kind of influence in as well, some cool Motown vibes, but keeping it in the same Cave Boy kind of indie electronica realm, and maybe a little bit more pop as well, a little bit more polished and a little less washed out.
And have you encountered any challenges along the way?
I mean, yeah, obviously. I mean, it's just, you know, there are a lot of people involved in this industry, and everybody has their two cents, you know. Everybody kind of says, no, this is the way you should do things, or this is the way we did it, this is the way this person has done it, you should follow this path. So, you know, it's about vetting the advice that you are given and making sure that you take more of your own strides than trying to follow somebody else's path. So I think, like, we've had challenges in the past like that where, you know, maybe you follow a piece of advice that you shouldn't have, or but you have to just kind of pick up and learn from it and then go another way the next time. Just keep making mistakes and starting over in ways. We do that every day.
So, Lana, what's the best piece of advice that you've received?
The best piece of advice that I have received is just do it the way you're gonna do it. Don't try to conform to an idea, or don't try to fit into a certain box. Just do it, speak from the heart, and just do it.
And tell me, what is going to happen? What do you guys have in the works right now?
New music?
Yeah, I think we're gonna try to jump into the studio in a few months. We're working on the new material, and we're working on finding the right producer for this project, and we're really excited to put out a full album, a full body of work, following this first EP, Stepping Stone. Just so many more shows in so many new places. It's really exciting. We've got some really fun stuff coming up, I think, and we're just so excited.
Ew. Yeah, it's crazy. Absolutely. It's amazing.
We have sort of this little dream that, like, right now we're playing summer festivals that, you know, our name is there, but it tends to be kind of lower down on the list, and like that obviously is great. Like, we're just happy to be on the festival, but we're just, in the next couple of years, would love to see the name rising up in the ranks.
Font getting a little bit bigger.
Yeah.